I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, January 25th. A man who was shot inside the South Shore Plaza on Saturday has died. The victim has been identified as 26-year-old Dijon Beasley of Dorchester. According to investigators, Beasley was shopping inside a store on the main floor of the mall when he was shot. The suspect was able to run away and has not been located. According to prosecutors, the shooting was not random. Cell phone video shows shoppers running for safety and dozens of police along with heavily armed SWAT teams and dogs. It was the third shooting in 5 years at the mall. Christine Cugini is the new Quincy Veteran Services Director. Mayor Thomas Koch has appointed Cugini to succeed George Nicholson, who retired recently after serving for 8 years in that position. Cugini is the first woman to hold the job in Quincy. She's a Navy combat veteran and served aboard the USS Yellowstone during Operation Desert Steel and Desert Storm. Cugini helped bring wreaths across America to Quincy and has worked as an administrator in a number of Boston hospitals. Koch said Cugini cares quite deeply for veterans and is a perfect fit to lead the department. Cugini has lived in Quincy for over 25 years and raised 3 children in the city. She earned her state certification as a veteran services officer last year. 2 years after narrowly avoiding closure, the Barnes & Noble bookstore in Braintree says after 28 years, it's shutting down for good. The Granite Street store averted closure in 2020 despite a lease agreement. The Saugus, Barnstable, Barnes & Noble on Route 1 shut down in January 25th after 25 years in business. In Braintree, however, there is hope that a new bookstore will be popping up soon. Workers at the Braintree store have been offered jobs at other Barnes & Noble stores for now. The state says there will be some lane closures on the Furnace Brook Parkway in Quincy between now and February the 4th. They will take place between Wampatuck Road and Quincy Shore Drive from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. for streetlight maintenance. The traffic patterns will be clearly marked and police will be on scene. Secretary of State Bill Galvin, citing his record of overseeing accessible and transparent elections, announcing yesterday he will seek an 8th 4-year term in office. The 71-year-old Galvin, a former state representative from Brighton, was first elected in 1994 as Secretary of State and had more than $1.9 million in his campaign account at the start of this year. He won re-election in 2018 with about 71% of the vote. Galvin faces a primary challenge from Tanisha Sullivan, a lawyer and president of the Boston branch of the NAACP. In addition to overseeing elections, the Secretary of the Commonwealth is the state's top securities regulator. It also oversees public records, lobbyists, and federal census every 10 years, the State Archives, and the State Historical Commission. Check business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow rose 99 points, the NASDAQ was up 86, and the S&P added 12. Asian stocks skidded following a volatile day on Wall Street. The dollar and the euro are down. Oil is down a bit to $83 a barrel. Sports, the Ducks beat the Bruins 5-3, and the Celtics will host the Kings tonight at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast, cloudy today, milder, high 43. Tonight, cloudy, a low 26. Tomorrow, mostly sunny at a high 23. Thursday, mostly sunny, high of 27, cloudy 36 on Friday. For the boater, waves a couple of feet, winds west-southwest at 20 knots, high tide 4:46 p.m. Sunrise 7:03, set at 4:49. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, January 25th.